It is AFQ. It's Neil Atkinson with Anna Walsh, Olivia Graham. Who looks nervous? What are you nervous about?
Oh, no, my mic's not in the right place, but it is now.
Oh, yeah. Pros and cons for the listeners who probably notice very little difference. Rob Gutman and George Strad, these are good mics. It is fair to say they pick a lot up. It's where you've got to be careful. You've got some lentil-based crisps there in front
of
your lip.
I'm not going to eat them, don't worry.
You've scrammed a lot in milliseconds.
Excuse me, you were the one saying they were two-thirds of a normal crisp.
I'm not going to eat them, having eaten them. Well,
they're a terrible choice anyway.
No, I was saying I wasn't going to eat them during the show.
What did you like, Rob?
You go hard.
The lentil crisps.
Mmm.
Oh, come on.
They're like bad discos.
There we are.
What's the point?
Well, it's like they could have put salt on them. That would have been a start.
Yeah, I wanted something that was somewhere between a butty and a crisp.
They're literally called sea salt crisps.
There's no salt.
I know.
I
refuse
to try
them.
More sea than salt.
No chance.
No salt. Speaking of bad discos, we've got George Strad. Thank you very, very much indeed. More of that sort of thing to come. Anna, you're off to see Jarvis?
I am off to see Jarvis.
What's he doing?
Well, he's talking about his book, and you know, he's basically talking about objects from his life and telling his life story through objects.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, that's what the book is.
Oh, no, I have read about the book, and the book's meant to be great.
Yes, so, I mean, I love Jarvis Cocker, and I love objects, and I'm wearing a pulp necklace that I bought from a 1996 pulp.
You love objects?
I love objects. I know, that's one of the things we bond over.
Objects are great.
In fact, next time you're going to do your object shopping, can I come with
you? Oh, you mean objet d'art?
No, I mean things that you put pubs and stuff like that.
Oh, stuff, bric-a-brac.
You know, you go to that boss gaff that you told me about. I think you should take
Anna. I've got a few secret gaffs.
I would absolutely love to come along. Have a look, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's this? I need to know about this. What's this?
This is bonding,
mate. Oh, yes.
Live action bonding.
Well, yeah. He does. It's like he goes, you know, the reason why Red Lion looks great.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like he's gone to like a production house and gone, can you get me the stuff that's the most authentic in terms of this?
Wow.
And then when Rob tells me the story, he tells me this, how he speaks to two very serious men, which I love the sound. Men who take this very
seriously. The Scouse lads.
Yeah,
they're brilliant.
Take it very seriously, don't they?
So,
well, I'd like to put a shout out for Tunnel Antiques. The two, I know where it is. They're brilliant, and
it's a great little shop.
Where is it?
It's Tunnel Road.
Actually, no, it is Off Edge Lane. I want nobody else to go there.
Okay, sorry. So did they?
Andy, take that bit out.